Is there a way, should I reapply, can I reapply?
Yeah, you could start all over again with Greenwich and get all that material together.
Yeah, I'll most definitely come back.
Are you still moving out of Connecticut?
To New York.
To New York?
New York.
You may have to apply.
Empire State.
You may have to apply there.
Empire State. Okay, I'll move.
Thank you.
Jimmy sure is not moving.
Can we have like a 2-minute break?
A 2-minute break.
After all that.
Yep. Okay, back on the record. It is 1:02 PM and it is freezing in here.
You know,
opposite of outside.
I was gonna say you could, you know, take it outside. I don't think
you're gonna. No, that would not. No. We're good. For the record, all members of the board who were here prior to the 5-minute break are back. And for the record, Deputy Chief is still here for Greenwich. Attorney Sherman, can you introduce yourself?
I'm just for the record, I'm going to recuse myself in this case.
Right. Colonel Overturf has recused himself.
And Ralph Sherman representing the appellate.
Thank you, Attorney Sherman. Deputy Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
Basically that the reason for the denial of the permit, I'll cut to the chase, was that at the time of the application, the applicant was found guilty of assault third, which was a disqualifying misdemeanor. Furthermore, that on his application, where it says, have you ever been arrested? The applicant said no. Have you ever been convicted? He said no. The applicant has a long history with the Greenwich Police Department, as well as a record. When we reviewed the criminal history check, it showed all the arrests and documents. I believe that the applicant was aware of that.
Okay, so you alluded to the disqualifying conviction. I believe the record indicates no longer a disqualifying conviction. Is that correct?
Well, I'm unsure of that. I do know that at the time of the denial, he had been arrested, and that he had been, and that was disqualifying. And that was one of the reasons for it, the denial.
Okay, so are you maintaining it's a disqualifying conviction right now?
Well, right now, I would have to look to see if it's actually, today, I'm not sure.
All right, what do you have for the conviction?
The conviction?
Mm-hmm.
So his conviction was actually a Stanford case? For assault third, 53A-61, okay. 1 year guilty.
And what was the year?
1996.
All right. So I think Attorney Sherman would agree with me that predates the 20-year threshold. Is that correct?
Not only that, but actually, as of May 31st, the court's order to be raised pursuant to clean slate. I have the documentation. We just got it.
Wonderful.
It doesn't mean that SPBI has processed the order yet, but I do have the signed court order that says it's to be erased. So it's really not an issue.
Okay. Has that been provided?
I did provide him a copy, and if the board would like copies, I have plenty here.
Yeah. Could you pass that to somebody who can reach it?
Thank you.
So for the clean slate, we should not be considering anything that has to do with the assault conviction?
It's as good as off his record. Whether it's actually been processed by SPBI downstairs in this building, I have to toss to somebody down there to find out, because sometimes there's a little bit of a timeline. But it was only signed by the judge May 31st.
Yeah.
What does the board think of that?
It's the clean slate law, it's, if it's granted, it's erased.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just, again, the clean slate is, you know, there's an application, this has not necessarily gone through.
No, it says it was signed.
On the back.
On May 31st, it was granted.
So this was, and one of the things that was, I don't know what this assault third was in Stanford's jurisdiction, and domestic violence obviously is a little different. So there was some disqual, some things that would not be applied to the clean slate. If that had been domestic violence.
But under the clean slate law for domestic violence, it would not be clean slate, it would not be eligible for clean slate. Clerk would not have sent us.
Understood.
We're still on opening statements, I think, right?
I just confused myself, I wanted to get what we were arguing about here.
And documentation clarification. So
it seems to be a suitability case, and that's it. Is that correct, Deputy Chief?
I would say with that eliminated, I would say that it boils down to that. And again, and when the appellant filled out this form, he said that he had never been arrested. He also said that he had never been convicted. And the appellant knows well that he's been arrested and convicted. And so when this was filled out in February of 2022, it was not January of 2024.
Attorney Sherman, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I would. I think we've addressed the clean slate issue, and we've also addressed the question of whether this is a mandatory disqualification, which clearly it isn't, even if we're still on his record. Excuse me, but we're also going to show that he's going to testify that he thought that he didn't have a record because he's had TWIC and Merchant Marine qualifications from the TSA for the past 15 years or so. The spouse is here also to testify, just as a character witness. So, I guess I leave it to the state authority.
Okay. Deputy Chief, you may proceed with your case.
The case at this point, the number one concern was taken care of, and it boils down to inaccurately filling out the form. He knew better that he had been arrested, and he knew that he had been convicted. And the interest of consistency, if you fill out this form incorrectly and withhold anything from us, we decide to pursue it and make them explain why.
Are there any other arrests and convictions that you're concerned about, Chief?
Not really. They're very old. And the major concern is obviously the one that was a disqualification.
So you're not concerned any longer about the 1993 DWI in New York or the 1998 assault, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespass?
These are all concerns, right, but not automatic disqualifiers. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to object to any evidence, including written evidence, about Connecticut arrests that did not result in convictions, and that includes what he claims is 1998 and 2001.
Sustained.
Thank you. We provided a copy of his record from the FBI downstairs. It shows the assault three, but that was as of some time ago. Mm-hmm. And a violation of the lobster fishing regulations.
Mm-hmm. He's a professional lobster. All of those, yeah. And the 1993 DWI in New York, I saw
he'll
that
testify
in the record.
He doesn't think it was a conviction.
Attorney Sherman, do you have questions for the Deputy Chief?
Gee, I did, but I forgot. If you were to submit an application today and disclose the conviction for the lobster tables, would you give me this permit?
What is the conviction? I don't recall what the conviction is. I would go off on statute. Was it a felony? Or is it a misdemeanor?
No. It's also from 1990. You would give him the permit or no?
From the lobster tails?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not pursue it.
So is your answer yes, you would give him the permit if he gave you an application in which you disclosed just the lobster tail case?
Correct.
Deputy Chief, was there an arrest for false statement due to the application being incorrect.
Was there a...
An arrest by Greenwich for the false statement?
No, there was not.
Other questions, anybody? Seeing none, any other witnesses?
I have none.
Attorney Sherman?
Madam Chairman, in the interest of saving everybody's time, I wonder if any board member would like to make a motion, because the assault three is off his record. The chief has said that he has no problem with the Lobster Tail conviction.
Does anybody want to make a...
Dead horse.
No, I think I kind of want to hear the...
Yep, okay.
The case, I mean, because at the time of the application, the assault three was there, as well as the lobster cases.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'd like to get into the application.
Can I call my client witness? So if that were, please, how old are you?
I'm 50 years old.
And what do you do for work?
I'm a United States Merchant Marine officer. I'm a master captain licensed by the United States Coast Guard. I am a master marine surveyor and accident and fraud investigator, as well as a commercial lobster fisherman and commercial conch fisherman.
And you have your merchant marine?
Yes, I do. That's my military ID.
Okay. And that allows you access to secure...
I have a quick card license issued to me through the TSA, Homeland Security. Okay. I'm allowed to go into any port secured.
Okay. And, excuse me, when you completed this application 2 years ago, and you wrote on here that you did not have a record, was that because you had these credentials?
Yes, sir. I had FBI background check, Homeland Security background check, State of Connecticut, and Greenwich Police Department background checks. I was just, I should have, I don't know, I was just thinking that because of all of those checks, and then I came out clean, and I got a master's captain's license with all kinds of endorsements, I'm Homeland Security, that
Do you remember the assault three case?
Yes.
What happened?
I was at the Terrace Club, which is in Stamford, Connecticut. I was there with a few friends. We were there with a couple of girls. We were walking through a very crowded bar, and I accidentally stepped on a couple of girls. I'm a big guy, and I said, "Excuse me, girls." And there were some gentlemen that were standing there that thought I called them girls. Next thing you know, they want to fight with us, and that's what happened.
So there was some sort of a minor
fight? There was an altercation, yes.
And how old would you have been at the time?
I think it was before 96, it was probably the court date time, but...
About 30 years ago, right? So
yeah.
You were about 20, 21 years old?
21 maybe? Or 2 years old, yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I have nothing further.
Deputy Chief, do you have any questions for the appellant? No?
No, I don't think so.
Does the board have questions for the appellant? Okay.
Not so much, I gotta say, just
okay.
The form doesn't ask what's on your record, it asks what your record is, and you knew your record. Just because someone else hasn't found it, it's your obligation to put that
understood
on.
Yes, sir. I made that mistake.
Yeah, no, it's clearly, yeah. But just don't portray it as I have, you know, I checked my record, it's okay. Well, but you knew the record was wrong, or someone else either overlooked it or didn't find it for whatever reason. Okay. No, that's all very impressive, and I understand it's been a long time, but just...
I completely changed my life since then.
Yeah,
I own a house.
You were 21 years old.
I pay taxes. I grew up. He knows me from a little kid. So, you know, I know the chief of police.
Yeah, just...
Thank you.
Well, just so you know.
Any other questions?
I have a silly question. What's the correct length of a lobster that makes it legal?
It's 3 3/8. Is that correct, sir?
I'd have to look it up.
I don't know
what day it is.
The gauge changes. The gauge
changes very quite often. State of Connecticut hasn't gotten it together yet, but hopefully they will someday.
In Connecticut, it's different than Maine. And it's
yeah,
very,
Maine,
very
shorts
simple.
Shorts come from Canada.
Yeah.
They're legal.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Other questions? Other witnesses?
I'd like to call the appellant's spouse, please. We're not using names, but you're married to the appellant, right? How long have you been married?
We've been married 19 years.
And you've known each other how long?
For 30 years, since 1993.
Okay. And you live together?
Yes.
And if he were to get his pistol permit, would you feel safe under those circumstances?
Of course, yes.
Okay, is there any reason, as far as you know, that he shouldn't get it?
No, no. Actually, we own 6 acres of property in upstate New York, and he's looking to cut in a driveway. And I was recently told that there's blackberries on the property, which, you know, there's bear up there, so he needs to get a shotgun with, you know, properly permitted with, you know, shells. God forbid we're up there and there's a, you know, there's a bear on the property.
I have nothing further, thank you.
Deputy Chief, do you have questions?
Did you say that was in New York?
Yes, 6 acres.
Well, of course, the Connecticut permit doesn't allow you to carry a shotgun.
Yes, but no, but shotgun, yeah, it needs to be properly permitted for that.
Deputy Chief, did you have questions for the spouse?
No, I don't have any questions.
Were you the girl he stepped on?
No, I wasn't there. But I was the girlfriend at the time. He did come home pretty beat up that night.
Oh.
The next day.
He was there with another girl?
No.
No.
I hear another assault coming up.
Yeah. Questions by the board? Any other witnesses?
No, thank you.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I think the case speaks for itself, thank you.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Oh, well, just briefly. He did make the appellant made notification that he's a merchant marine, that he holds a very important job. He works for the federal government. He understands that, you know, paperwork and the accuracy of paperwork is extremely important. And so spending time to make sure that he actually properly filled out the paperwork for a gun permit seems like something he really should have taken the time to do correctly. So the absence of those two pieces that he knows full well that he's been arrested and convicted, to me, is pretty indicative of a desire not to disclose.
Brief factual? Uh-huh. No? Okay.
Right, I tapped out.
Oh, right, sorry. Comments by the board? Okay, seeing none. Where should I start? Dr. Conrad.
My vote?
Yes.
For the appellant.
Attorney Cinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Also the appellant, with the, as I explained, it's important to answer the question correctly, and a lot of my decision goes on. Greenwich said they would, if it were correct today, they would issue. All we'd be doing is sending them back to run through the paperwork again. They have no problem with the behavior itself. So, appellant.
And chair votes appellant.
Thank you.
That was 6-0-1, Colonel Overturf abstained in favor of the appellant.